Hi, this is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous Us Project. It is the 50th episode of the podcast, so thank you very much for listening. Today we have two stories for you. The first is written by a donor-conceived child, and the second is written by a prospective parent. Our first story is entitled, Tell Your Kids, Don't Wait. Since I can remember, my best friend was my dad, and I never really got along with my mom. When I was 12, my dad had a massive heart attack and passed away. It was the worst thing to ever happen to me, and to this day, I'm now 21. I cry every time I think about him. Shortly after I turned 21, I let my mom know that I was donating my eggs, and she basically interrogated me as to why I was doing it, why the family I was going to help needed an egg donor, and so on. Not that I need to explain myself to anyone, and especially don't care what my mom thinks. I will let whoever is reading this know why I chose to donate my eggs. My first reason is that I truthfully don't want to have kids or give birth. It freaks me out, and I honestly do not have hope for this world. I would never want to see a child that I brought into this world have to go through anything horrible. Secondly, if I do change my mind that maybe kids aren't so bad to have, I would adopt in a heartbeat. After a month or so passed, and my mom finally cooled it with asking so many questions and giving me attitude about the situation, one day she told me to sit down, because we need to talk. Before my butt even hit the seat, I was so over the conversation. I don't know what the beginning of the conversation went like, but my mom mentioned that her and my dad weren't going to have kids. But her mom was dying and my dad just had his first heart attack. In total, he had 3 or 4. So her mom told her she wouldn't want to be alone for the rest of her life if anything were to happen to those she was closest with. So already, she made me feel really special. I was really only created so my mom wouldn't be lonely for the rest of her life, which she spends most of her time with her new boyfriend, and we literally never speak, so thanks a lot. The conversation went on to entail that my dad really wanted me, but he had gotten a vasectomy after his last marriage, and his age played a huge role in him not having children. And I burst out laughing. Not allowing my mom to continue speaking, I put my head down and let out a few more chuckles until it turned into sobs. She proceeded to tell me that who I thought was my dad, wanted to tell me one day, but knew there was a chance he wouldn't be able to. She said, I finally thought you were mature enough to know now. There's a lot more to the story, but here are some points I want to make. It's only been about a month of my knowing, and I cannot get over that my life has basically been a lie. And that I've lied, unintentionally, to everyone about who I am. She tortured me with rude questions to only find out that she was basically in the same situation, and claims that she wasn't being rude. What does she mean by "I'm now mature enough"? What if this egg donation thing was never a topic in the house? Would I have ever found out? Why did she let me go through almost 10 years of grieving his death to let me know? Maybe this is just me, but my dad should have written me a letter if he had thought that he wouldn't be around to tell me. I doubt anyone else can be this stupid of a parent to wait this long, or word things so poorly to make their child feel like shit. I beg of you, if you are a parent, you need to tell your child as soon as they get the sex talk or sometime around then. I also want to mention that I'm not mad at all for the fact that I came from some random dude. From the middle school days when you learn about nature versus nurture, I've believed in nurture, and it's funny now that at least I practice what I preach in that sense, because my dad that raised me for 12 years is forever my dad. Your child might be mad and confused and lost in life, but honestly, every preteen is already lost in life. Do not wait until they're 21. Yeah, a 21-year-old might be lost in life, but still trying to put it together, because the whole weight of the world is on their shoulders with college, a career, and so much more. If you do suck as a parent, and your child is 20, 21, 22, just wait until they're 28. At that point, maybe they'll be better at handling it. Our second story is entitled, "Wanting to be a Parent." I have always wanted children. It has been the one thought in my mind that has never changed throughout my life. I thought I would find a man, get married, and have children, the works. But as I grew older, I noticed a few strange things about myself. My interest in boys was not the same as my friends. They were interesting, for the simple fact that I was not one of them. So I went through my childhood and my early teens not developing crushes of any kind, even lying to friends at points to fit in, pretending I liked someone. As I got older, I noticed some friends who showed interest in girls, and I thought, ah, this might be it. And I attempted to look at girls in that way as well. I found nothing at all. I showed even less interest than I did with boys, though I believe my interest in boys is plain curiosity. As I hit my mid-teens, I decided to try dating, because all my friends and family would tell me, it will happen. You'll get there one day. So I gave it a shot. The first few relationships were a little more than friends with another title, And after that, I showed even less interest, thinking, I'll leave it for now. Maybe I just like older men or something. At this point, my friend suggested if I wanted kids so much, why didn't I just go for IVF when I'm older? It was nothing more than a thought then, but it stuck with me. Skip a few years into the future, and people are encouraging me to get into a relationship. I met someone, one of my older sister's friends. He was nice, easy to talk to, and it was fun being around him. He asked me out. However, I found myself incapable of producing a romantic or ever even sexual interest in him. Everyone told me it would happen, but it didn't. It took me 5 months to realize that I couldn't drag him along with the small possibility that it might happen. I broke him. He recovered. But it stayed with me. I can't use people as stepping stones to see if one day, hopefully, I will gain these feelings that I'm supposed to have. So I just stopped trying. I considered the IVF idea again. By this point, I was starting university. I was studying cognitive neuroscience and health psychology, and social and developmental psychology. As I thought about IVF more and more, the idea was nice, but the reality was terrifying. It wasn't the single parent thing or the stress of going through it alone that was terrifying to me. It was the idea that one day my child could wake up and hate me for this choice. Or, even worse than that, hate themselves. This thought led me to tears more times than I can count over the years. And it's been 3 years since I started university. I lost my father in between. A strong male influence that could have been gone. Another thing I won't be able to give them. I still believe myself too young to go through with the procedure, as I am only now hitting 21. And yes, I know how young I am. I know my world can change in an instant. I know I can grow and my mind can and will change on many things. But I also know that it can all end in an instant. I know I could wait until I'm 30 or older and see if my mind's changed by then. But at what cost? I will not be able to spend as much time with my children, give them as much love as possible to make up for the love I took from them. To be able to pick them up to play sports with them, and the most important, to make sure they are healthy themselves. The list of possible health problems of children born from parents over 30 is worrying. Say I do meet a guy then, and these feelings do come, but at the cost of my child's well-being. And the possibility of that relationship falling apart is even more worrying for the child. The statistics to do with declining mental health of a child from a divorce situation are just worrying. So all I do at this point is research. What I could do to help to make it easier for them, to make their lives the best they can be. I've bought my first house. I've almost finished my degree. With a large savings in the works. With the new laws in play, they can know their donor if they so wish, as well as any siblings they may have. I will actively help them search for whatever they desire. I have a strong support circle, one with a child of her own who is more than willing to help with anything I need. I plan to choose the donor with the child in mind, with a solid idea of how genetics work. I've noticed what many children who are the product of IVF look for, and what they react more harshly to. I have also noticed that siblings are a better idea than not. I know all of this, but I still get scared. I still worry. I still cry at the possibility of ruining the life of the ones most precious to me through a single decision. My family and friends all tell me I'll be fine. They will be loved, are cared for. But I am not naive enough to believe that will be enough. I will, however, talk to whoever I can, gain as much knowledge as I can, grow as much as I can, before I make this final decision. Despite all the worries, all the issues that can and will arise, it still feels like my life would be pointless without children. And all that makes me feel is selfish. Those are all of our stories for today. I just want to thank you guys sincerely for writing in and also for listening. When you are tolerant and remain receptive to other people's perspectives, you are lessening the suffering of someone in the world. Thank you. Happy 50th. I'll see you guys a few Mondays from now. This is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project.